You know who we're going to talk to next hour?
Dick Richards.
Bozo.
Right.
In case you missed the paper last night, front page, two color pictures. Bozo's Big Top is over.
That's right.
33 years on local television. And we're going to talk to Dick Richards. Mm-hmm. He was one of the nicest guys when I got in this business when I was a baby DJ a long time ago, early 70s. Was extremely nice to me and did not have to be. He could have said, hey, just stop asking so many questions.
Right, leave me alone.
But he was
kind of like you do now.
Yeah, kind of like the grumpy bastard I've become now. But he was nothing but nice to me. And I was on Bozo three times. Really?
Twice at the Pantlin, the old Pantlin Hotel. No, I take that back. I was only on twice because I was never on Bozo at the new studios out on Three Mile.
No. I was on once.
You're probably at the new studios, though, right?
Rob, I mean, you figure it's probably 78, 79.
Yeah.
And I'm reading that article in the paper, and it says that Channel 13 canceled it, among other things, because of production costs. Huh? What? What production? You got the buckets, you throw little ping pong balls in, you got a little...
Well, you still got studio time, you've got to have camera operators, you got videotape.
It's not cheap to get those little red wagons anymore, either.
And when I worked over there many years ago, I'd raid Bozo's prize stash. You would not believe the stuff that came through that place. I took one of everything. I had a spare bedroom full of stolen stuff from Bozo.
Hmm.
Train sets, games, all kinds of stuff.
And I'll bet over the years that stuff's been harder to get a hold of, too. I mean, you know, years ago, companies would send just boatloads of stuff for promotion.
He said it was
okay.
Now
they won't.
He didn't care.
And think about the promotional stuff that companies are sending out now. It probably has something to do with violence or guns. Mm-hmm. And I mean, do they really want to give those away on a kids' show? Probably not.
But they had these huge closets. I mean, they were like 12 feet high and just packed with games and stuff for kids and, you know, toys.
Cool.
I took that one, that one, and that one.
Christmas shopping.
Here's what we want to say something about this. Is this Paul in Greenville?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I grew up next to Richards.
You know, I'm going to bring this up. Everybody, for some reason, has a Dick Richards story.
I know.
That I was his neighbor. We lived across the street. Yes. This man must have lived everywhere in this town.
I know. It's amazing how many people said they used to be his neighbor.
It's unbelievable.
My husband used to be his neighbor.
Right here.
I'm not kidding.
Right here. See? Why is that?
I don't know. I was 2 years old, and I used to sneak out of my house and go next door to get Twinkies from him. And you can ask him about that. He'll let you know.
Was he nice to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is a great guy.
He's a good guy. And let's not forget the many years, and many hours that Dick Richards put in efforts for MDA. Yep. He's put in a ton of time on that stuff.
Yeah.
He's a good broadcaster.
Yeah, I was at a MDA camp one time on Lake Michigan, and he was there, and got to talking to him. And
was he nice to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, always. He remembers us. We used to have, he used to go to Cedar Springs to the Red Flannel Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And after he'd get done with all that, he'd come over to our house and we'd have a Chinese dinner with him. He used to smoke them big old green cigars.
Hey, oh, yeah. Bozo doesn't smoke.
No, not Bozo. This would be Dick Richards.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Our program director was just in the other room. I think he was signaling to me through the window that
he used to live next to Bozo.
Oh, he lived next door. I'm serious. I've met more people who said, hey, Dick Richards, he was our neighbor.
I know. Isn't that weird?
He must have lived everywhere in this town. And I remember when I used to work over there at Channel 13, he'd do appearances on the weekend as Bozo.
Right.
And he'd have to hire a driver.
His wife drives him around a lot of times, doesn't
he? I don't know. But he'd have to hire a driver. And you know why?
I heard at one time he didn't have a driver's license.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Why do you think that he'd have to have a driver?
Well, you can't drive with
those big red shoes. That's right. He couldn't, work the car.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I heard at one time, I'll have to ask him about it, that he grew up in Brooklyn or New York City.
I think you're right.
And there, nobody drives. Everybody takes the mass transit. And he moved here, and his wife just always drove him back and forth to work.
Huh.
And I say, and that may just be a rumor. I'll have to find out. But
he's a local legend.
Oh, yeah.
But 33 years on Channel 13, that's a good run.
A very long run.
And he's still going to do it, right?
Yeah, he's going to continue to do Bozo. I think he's like under contract with TV 13
for a year.
For one more year to do appearances and stuff. But it's kind of sad because the article said yesterday that at one time there were like 100 different local bozos around the country, and now down to two, Grand Rapids and WGN in Chicago, and that's it.
Yeah. I hope he continues to do it. You know, maybe not the TV show, but appearances.
Right.
Because, you know, he's really a local legend.
Right.
Well, just the whole Bozo the Clown is a legend.
We'll talk to him before 9 o'clock. You have any thoughts on Dick or Bozo or the show? Or if you were on the show.
Or if you live next to Dick Richards.
And if you're currently living next to Dick
Richards. We'd like to put together a block party.